Nice, good-looking crowd here tonight. So, welcome to, Paul, we might have done something like this a long time ago, but not on this scale. So, we'll call this the first annual HLPC's Got Talent. And we even have some people out of state that are watching the live stream on HLPC TV. So, let's kick this off with a prayer real quick for a good night. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for giving us, and you've given us all abilities and talents, whether we're able to share them tonight or if they're in other areas, and you've given us the ability to appreciate those things in others. And so, really, this is a night of fun, and this is really a night of worship and gratitude for those things that you've created in all of us. So, we pray for a fun night and some glory to you. So in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. One thing he gave me that's slipping away is memory. We have a nice list here tonight, and what I was hoping for is not just music. So there will be some things that are not music related, so I think that's great. The first one is Chuck Ezell and Company. So come on up, Company.
If something like this disqualifies me from being an elder, then, I've got an elder over here and a deacon over here, so maybe I won't get in too much trouble. Year of 1918, God sent a mighty disease, killing many a thousand, land and on seas. We've been told God is a warning, so Jesus is coming soon. We've been told God is a warning, so Jesus is coming soon. God is warning the nations, warning us in every way. Turn away from the evil, seek the Lord and pray. We've been told God is a warning, so Jesus is coming soon. We've been told God is a warning, so Jesus is coming soon. People dying of starvation, people dying of hate, people killing their babies, trying to change identity. We've been told God is a warning, so Jesus is coming soon. We've been told God is a warning, so Jesus is coming soon. Of Zechariah, the Bible plainly states, many people gonna die to love the wicked ways. We've been told God has a warning, so Jesus is coming soon. We've been told God has a warning, so Jesus is coming soon. Thank you.
That was written by a guy named Glenn Kaiser from Chicago.
I thought you wrote it. That's fine.
He just owns it now. All right, the next, I'm looking forward to this next one. I'm not quite sure what to expect, but our friend Matt Walker is really a lot more educated and in self-defense than you might ever know. So if you think we're not completely safe as a church, no. So Matt's going to come up and do a little something, sort of a demo for us. I'm not quite sure what it's going to be, but I bet it's going to be cool.
Release it gently so you don't fall back.
Okay.
That was cool. I like that. So we'll move back into a little bit of music. And I remember during the Christmas program, we had a lot of good voices. And one of the people who did a solo was Bonnie Martin. And she's going to play a song for us on piano.
This is called All My Hope by Crowder.
Disappoint. I remembered her having a soulful sort of voice when during the Christmas program. I noticed that, so that was really excellent. And I think this next gal has a pretty soulful voice too. Kathy Alford, you are. I got down on here. This is a cappella, which that means you got more fearlessness than me.
This is Ur Hamlet by Adam McNaughton. There was a king nodding in his garden all alone when his brother in his ear poured a little bit of henbane. Stole his brother's crown and his money and his widow. But the dead king walked and got his son and said, "Hey, listen, kiddo, I'm your dad and it's your duty to get revenge on Claudius. Kill him quick and clean and tell the nation what a fraud he is." The kid says, "Right, I'll do it, but I'll have to play it crafty. So that no one will suspect me, I'll kid on that I'm a dafty. So for all except Horatio, and he counts him as a friend. Hamlet, that's the kid, he kids on, he's round the bend. And because he's not yet willing for obligatory killing, he tries to make his uncle think he's tuppence off a shilling. Gets a rise out of Polonius, treats poor Ophelia vile, till Scurrus and Krantz and Guildenstern did marks a bleeding jail. Then a group of traveling actors, Local 784, arrived to do a special one-night gig in Elsinore. Hamlet, Hamlet, acting balmy. Hamlet, Hamlet, loves his mommy. Hamlet, Hamlet, hesitating. He's afraid the ghosts are cheating. This is why he's waiting. So Hamlet wrote a scene for the players to enact. So Horatio and he could see if Claudius cracked. The play was called The Mousetrap, not the one that's running now. And sure enough, the king walked out before the scene was through. So Hamlet's got the proof his uncle gave his dad the dose. The only problem bleeding down is Claudius knows he knows. So while Hamlet tells his mummy her new husband's not a fit man, Uncle Claude takes out a contract with the English king as hitman. Then when Hamlet killed Polonius and the corpus was delecti, was the king's excuse to send him for an English hempen necktie with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern to make quite sure he got there. But Hamlet jumped the boat and put the finger straight on that pair. When Laertes learned his dad's killed in the bedroom in the Arras, he came running home from it to Elsinore, too sweet hot fit from Paris. When Ophelia learned her dad's killed by the man she was to marry, after saying it with flowers, she committed Harry Carey. Hamlet, Hamlet, there's no mess. Then bad must one day come to dust. Then Laertes lost his cool and was demanding retribution. The king said, "Keep your head and I'll provide you a solution." The king arranged a sword fight for the interested parties, with a blunted sword for Hamlet and a sharp sword for Laertes. Then to make double sure the old belt and braces line, he fixed a poison sword tip in a poison cup of wine. The poison sword got Hamlet, but Laertes went and fluffed it, because he stabbed himself and he confessed before he snuffed it. Then Hamlet's mummy drank the wine, and as her face turned blue, Hamlet said, "I think this king's a baddie through and through. Incestuous, murderous, cursed Dane," he said to be precise, and made up for hesitating once by killing Claudius twice. He stabbed him with his knife and forced the wine between his lips. He said the rest is silence, and he cashed in all his chips. They fired a volley over him to reach the topmost rafters. Then Fort and Brosny deep in Danes lived happily ever after. Hamlet, Hamlet, end of story. Hamlet, Hamlet, very gory. Hamlet, Hamlet, I'm on my way. And if you thought that was confusing, you should read the bloody play.
Oh, no, that's number one. All right. Number one. We'll switch it out.
I don't have my glasses.
We're going to throw that other one out in the parking lot in a little while. All right. We have some... I think it's great that we have some younger folks that are running, sometimes getting up in the sound booth and getting up here during the services and playing music. And one of those people is Grant Waters. And so I get to hear him play piano soon. He's going to do a selection for us on piano.
Thank you.
Wow. I have a piano at home, but mine won't do that. I don't. I bet Grant does, but I don't. It just says piano on here.
Golden Hour.
Golden Hour?
And you learned it by ear.
Oh. That's impressive. So we've got another, well, we've got going to have a couple of guitar people in a row, and Joe Weiss, he's going to be my opening act. Take it away, Joe.
So Liz asked me what I wanted to do for the talent show. And I said, well, really, I don't want to do anything. And she's like, you have to do something. So I said, I'm really good at smoking meat. And then I got a look. And all the men who are married know the look. So I was like, I can play guitar and sing a song. So I guess that's what I'm going to do for you guys tonight. And thank you, Kathy, because I was like, well, it's not really a Christian song, but I don't think it's inappropriate. And then she came up here and recited all of Hamlet. So we're good. I'm going to sing Colder Weather by Zac Brown Band.
I wrote this song several years ago, and it's most of it is inspired by Psalm 140. So, most of the Psalms are attributed to David, and I can imagine that David wrote this Psalm when he was getting chased around by the most powerful man in the world who was trying to kill him. And he cries out to God, "Rescue me from evil men." And there's a lot of that just in the world, in our world. We need rescuing from the pitfalls of the world. And additionally, we really need rescuing from ourselves sometimes, our bad desires and the things we shouldn't do. And really only God can truly rescue us from ourselves, because we certainly can't do it. So this one's called Rescue Me.
On them. May disaster hunt down those men of violence. Rescue me, oh Lord, from my evil self. Protect me from my desires. I say to you, you are my God. Hear, oh Lord, won't you hear my cry for mercy? Won't you hear?
Thank you. I play in a group, and what's ironic is that last verse is really about the gospel, and one of my bandmates is a rabbi, and he plays accordion on it, so he gets to play the gospel, even though he might not really realize it. But so Kevin's going to stay up here, and you're going to do a dramatic reading, is that right? And so I'm looking forward to this. Kevin and Kristen have been doing acting for a very long time, so they've got a knack for this sort of thing.
Well, this is a story, and it requires a little bit of setup. So there's a little bit of history, too. My father was a big fan of poems that tell a story. And he competed in the state of Missouri speech tournament in high school and won the whole state. And when he won so he had a great coach, and the coach, he passed on how to say words to him that would tell stories that make the story sound like the things that are happening. And he taught that, all the stuff he learned from his coach, he taught to me. So this is a story, and the reason I like it, it's because it reminds me of the gospel. It's called Gunga Din. It's by Rudyard Kipling. Some of you might have heard of it. Gunga Din was about a 50-year-old water carrier for the British Army. He was about this tall. He would carry a bag full of water into battle. And the story is being told about Gunga Din by this non-commissioned officer, kind of a bigoted guy, from maybe lower class Cockney type of guy from England. And he's fighting on the battlefield, and when he gets there, he just looks down on everybody, all the Indians. But I won't give away the punchline, but listen to what he says. And in case you're one of the folks that would get offended by racial slurs, don't let that get to you, because this is a story of someone who comes to regard this man as the finest man he knew. And so, to set it up further, a kind of a grizzled old war veteran walks into a pub in England in India somewhere, where people have just shipped in from England. They've just fought their first battle. They're all bragging about how their war prowess. And he walks in and breaks through the doors, and and I'll tell you one more thing. there's a reference to when the sweating troop train lay on a siding through the day. He's talking about this train full of men on a railroad siding. These people are mad with thirst. So the water boy is really important. So without further ado, Gunga Din by Rudyard Kipling. Now you may talk of gin and beer when you're quartered safe out here, and you're sent to penny fights and all the shot. But when it comes to slaughter, you'll do your work on water and you lick the bloomin' boots of them that's got it. Now in Inge's sunny clime, where I used to spend me time a servant of Her Majesty the Queen, of all them black-faced crew, the finest man I knew was our regimental beastie, Gunga Din. He was Dean. Dean! Dean, you're limping lump of brick dust, Gunga Din! Hi, slippery in the row, water, get it, penny low, you squidgy-nosed old idle Gunga Din. Now, the uniform he wore was nothing much before, and rather less than half of that behind, for a piece of twisty rag and a goat skin water bag was all the field equipment he could find. When the sweating troop train lay on a siding through the day, where the heat would make your blooming eyebrows crawl, we'd shout it, "Every boy!" till our throats were brick dry. Then we whopped him because he couldn't serve us all. He was Dean. Dean! Dean, you even wear the mischief of your bead. You put some juldee in it, or I'll marrow you this minute if you don't fill up me helmet, Gunga Din. Now he would dot and carry one till the law longest day was done, and he didn't seem to know the use of fear. If we charged or broke a cut, you could bet your bloomin' nut he'd be waiting 50 paces, right flank rear. With his mussock on his back, he'd skip without a tack and watch us till the bugles made retire. And for all his dirty-eyed, he was white, clear white inside when he went to tend the wounded. Under fire, he was Dean, Dean, Dean with the bullets kicking dust spots on the green. When the cartridges ran out, you could hear the front file shout, "Oi, ammunition, news and Ganga Jane!" I shan't forget the night when I dropped behind the fight with a bullet where my belt plate should have been. I was choking, mad with thirst. And the man who spied me first was our good old grinning, grunting Gunga Dean. He lifted up my head and he plugged me where I bled. He gulped me off a pint of water. Green. It was crawling and it stunk. But of all the drinks I've drunk, I'm gratefulest to that one from Gunga Dean. It was Dean. Dean! Dean is a beggar with a bullet through his spleen. He's chawing up the ground and he's kicking all around. For God's sake, get the water, Gunga Dean. Carried me away to where the dooley lay. And a bullet come and drill the beggar clean. He put me safe inside. And just before he died, "I hope you like your drink," says Gunga Dean. So I'll meet him later on in that place where he is gone, where it's always double drill and no canteen. He'll be squatting in the coals, giving drink to poor damn soul. And I'll get a swig in hell from Gunga Dean. Yes, Dean. Dean. Dean, you Lazarusian leather, Gunga Dean. Who have belted you and flayed you? Or the living God that made you? You're a better man than I am, Gunga Dean. Thank you.
That's a lot to remember without having a script in front of you. I thought the same thing about Kathy's selection. All right, so I think this is going to be an original song as well. We've got Jackson Griffith coming to sing, and is this original? Yeah, it is. So not only can he play it, he can write it too.
Mic 3. There we go. We found it. All right. I wrote this little song on Monday, so let's see if I can remember it. It's called Better Than Me. Saw you yesterday. Wait, hold on. There we go. I forgot it. Saw you yesterday, thought you left town. Hoped you'd come my way and answers would be found. Had to find myself, keep myself in check. This ain't the way to go about it. But you should know that when you're walking, I hope you find a pep in your step. When you're talking, I hope you find a little extra breath. When it's night time, you close your eyes. Hope you smile yourself to sleep. Hope you're doing much better, better than me. Hey, I took the fall much harder than I ought. Wait for unspoken words, maybe you forgot. But I called you up, heard the humming on the phone. Leave your message at the tone. But you know that when you're walking, I hope you find a pep in your step. When you're talking, I hope you find a little extra breath. When it's night time, you close your eyes. Hope you smile yourself to sleep. Hope you're doing much better, better than me. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, better, better. Bye-bye, bye-bye-bye. Ba-ba, ba-ba, better, better, ba-ba, ba-ba-da. So when you're walking, I hope you find a pep in your step. And when you're talking, I hope you find a little extra breath. When it's night time, you close your eyes. Hope you smile yourself to sleep. Hope you're doing much better. Hope you're doing much better. Hope you're doing much better, better than me.
Thank you.
I did not know you could play uke.
So here we go. Another, this is going to be, I think, very interesting. It's another non-musical thing, and it's a talent that I never mastered. Ben Martin is going to come up and do some Rubik's Cube solving, which was beyond me.
First, I'm going to need a contestant. You. So I'm going to need you to mix it all up. He is going to mix it all up, and then I will solve it. Here. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Done.
So we got a clock back there. Anybody want to guess how long it took him to solve that thing? Minute 42 seconds. All right, Liz, that's a tough act to follow. Liz Weiss is going to do one on piano, and I'm going to go ahead and guess that my piano won't do what she's about to do either.
I'm going to solve the piano. Oh, good. It's already solved. All right. This is one of my favorite songs. It is by ABBA. Anybody know of ABBA? All right. Yay. Okay. This is one of their probably lesser known ones. It's called Thank You for the Music. So that is what I will be singing for you, theoretically. I'm nothing special, in fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty. What would life be without a song or a dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me. Mother says I was a dancer before I could walk. She says I began to sing long before I could talk. And I've often wondered, how did it all start? Who found out nothing can capture a heart like a melody can? Well, whoever it was, I'm a fan. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song or a dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me. I've been so lucky. I am the girl with golden hair. I want to sing it out to everybody. What a joy, what a life, what a chance. Thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song or a dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me.
I remember ABBA, but I don't remember that song. That's really cool. So we got a couple more, and the next one is going to be another, well, I guess maybe it's a kind of music. Dance requires music, I suppose. So, and I'm not sure what to expect on this, but I bet it's going to be cool. We got Merrick Akers coming up to do some dancing. That was superb. I would probably be laying down here in a twisted heap if I tried to do that. So, we're down to the last one, and I don't know about you, but I've had a good time tonight. I've seen some stuff that I didn't know was present at this church. So before we get Chuck up here to put a bow on the show, I think we ought to thank especially our sound people. Dave, Bonnie, is that Asher up there? You know, when I was young, I played baseball, and I was a pitcher, so I gained an appreciation of umpires. And so you always know when you go to a baseball game when the umpire did a great job if you didn't really notice them. And we have some great sound people here. It's not just those, but we've got a really good collection of people here where you almost go through a service most of the time and don't even realize that they're there. But they're the most important thing in a lot of this. So thank you to you guys and gals. Thanks to all the people that signed up and decided to share their talent. And really, most importantly, thanks to y'all for coming. There's no point in doing all this if we don't have people to come and enjoy it. So Chuck Ezell is going to cap us off. Here's the headliner.
Kenny, brother, I'm glad you made it tonight. Don't worry about that light. I know several times tonight you've looked at that and thought, we got to change that light bulb. But we're not going to let you get up on a ladder to do that, okay?
It's part of the light.
Katie, though, don't worry about that. We won't let him do that. I was trying to figure out what song do I want to share tonight. I went through several of my songs, and I realized two things. The first thing I thought about was I used to sing really high, and I can't do that anymore. And, Jackson, point of wisdom here. When you get it, write songs now that you can sing when you're old. I turned 53 not long ago, and, I just can't hit those notes anymore. So that was the first thing. I still get the thank you for your order, ma'am. Please drive around. I get that all the time still. So it really hasn't changed a lot, but it just seems like I can't sing those songs anymore. The other thing I realized was when I told my wife what song I thought I might sing, she said, "Really? That song?" I've heard it a billion times. I said, yeah, but they haven't heard it. And, the other thing I remembered how supportive my wife was of all of my music. So the song is called Sad Sister. And this was written back in 97 with a buddy of mine, the two of us. And it is about his sister. And so my wife would want you to know that this sister is no longer sad, but at the time she was. And it's about sort of a sad situation of her breaking up and all of that. So,
tears I say a word, sad mystery. Thank you.
Well, thank you again for coming. Like I say, this is, I mean, who says you can't be cool and have fun when at church, you know? So I think it would be appropriate just to, by the way, I think we've got some stuff to munch on over there in the fellowship hall, and if anybody wants to hang out for a little while, that'll be great. But I think it'd be appropriate to do a little closing prayer before we do that, and thank God for a fun night. So, dear Lord, thank you again for this day. Thank you for bringing us together. Thank you for all the gifts that you have given us and all the ability that we've seen in our church that honestly I didn't even know existed to this extent. So thank you again, and bless us as we get our weekend started, and Lord willing, come back here Sunday morning. So we thank you, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.